We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things for us on the other side, and Marvin Rodriguez, County Commission Chair in Riley County, joining us via telephone today. And if you've got any questions, we'll take them at the studio email, studio@1350kman.com. Dave?
Yeah, and Commissioner, we had a caller, and because of the phone difficulties, I'm answering some calls, translating them over to you here. And one caller wanted to say thank you for talking about the story in your personal life and how that is reflected in your public life. And that's a challenging topic, and I know all too well about that. But, you know, to be able to determine what is your highest priorities and be able to talk about that is significant in many people's eyes, and he just wanted to pass that message along to you today, Commissioner.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we all share that sentiment. It's, you know, there's so many more things that are more important than what we do here every day, and family is definitely at the top of that list. We've been talking a lot about you know, the budget here and all the impacts of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm curious to you, with the budget already kind of set here now for the next fiscal year, where we still have a lot of uncertainty heading into the rest of this calendar year. We're waiting to see here. Obviously, the big story everyone's kind of keeping an eye on is whether we're going to have college football and college athletics here, and that's a big moneymaker here for our community here in Manhattan, economically speaking. How much is that going to impact the budget here, I guess, going forward? Can you make amendments here in anticipation of shortfalls that could be expected?
Well, we could probably do that. As far as the football goes, it looks like they've already started this on the East Coast with, I think, UConn canceling their season. There's some other talk of some of the other big major leagues canceling theirs, which I think even our first game here has been canceled by the opponent. And so it may end up that the county won't have to do anything on that part. Because if all the athletic leagues shut down, and as each one shut down, it affects other leagues, and so it just goes on like a domino effect, and we could end up with all the leagues having to cancel because several don't want to play, and then that just messes up everybody else's schedule. So I don't know what's going to happen on that.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but, you know, obviously if you don't have football and you don't have all these sporting events happening at K-State, like we saw, there wasn't as much in the springtime because, you know, the spring schedule is a little lighter, but the fall is where I know Manhattan and Riley County make a lot of money from that.
Yeah. And we'll just have to adjust to that accordingly.
Yeah. It's good.
So it means that, okay, the roads don't get used that much, so maybe they don't get repaired. They don't have to be repaired that much. Even the RCPD won't have that much activity because there'll be no activity in Aggieville or other places that have venues going on. I know that it will probably affect McCain Auditorium. Other events that may not be athletic will be affected. And so we may not have as many people coming in. Consequently, you don't have that much activity from the government side. So I don't know. We'll just have to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's really hard to make any plans right now with everything going on.
It really is. Let's go back a little bit to the Riley County Half-Cent Road and Bridges Act.
Sure. Okay.
I'd like to comment a little bit more on that.
Sure.
I know that we intend to try to get it passed. I'm not sure what's going to happen before I have to leave office. But I will tell you that in 2022, it will stop at the end of the year. And that if we don't get it passed for whatever reason, it will affect the property tax, because there's about $3 million that we use average on a yearly basis that comes from that property tax. And if we are going to maintain the roads in how we have been doing in the past, that $3 million is equal to about 5 mils of property tax money. I don't really want to raise the taxes. I won't be there when that happens, but we have to look at that. That not getting this passed this year or any of the several years in the future here will impact the ability of the county to do any road and bridges, and it will affect people's tax bill because it will go up. And I know that we're not going to get that much sales tax if we don't have activity from K-State or something like that. But it still helps in not raising property tax if we don't pass that particular bill. I know the city wants to pass their half-cent tax, but they're only passing it for the city. It does not help any in the county. The half-cent sales tax that we get goes to every city in the county. Randolph, on a normal basis, would get anywhere from $7,000 to $8,000 to help their budget. And every city, Randolph, Leonardville, Riley, Ogden, all receive part of that money. The county receives it for road and bridges, and part of the money does go to the city on that. If the city passes theirs, the only place that sales tax will go is to the city and nowhere else in the county. And I think ours helps the entire county. We can get ours reinstated again and said, okay, for 2022, we pass it, and when 22 comes and goes, we'll still be getting the road and bridges tax, and the other small communities and the city will still benefit from that tax arrangement. It's already been approved by the Attorney General, so it's a good thing to do. But I feel we need to get that. I'd like to have that done before I leave office, but we'll have to see.
Yeah,
I'm just throwing that in. That's the effect of it if it never gets put back into place.
And I know you're running out of time. You got to have it. If it was to get on the ballot here this year, it would have to be done by September 1st. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's say it doesn't happen this year. If the county commission wanted to come back to that next year, they could still get that done, couldn't they?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Obviously, it makes sense. I understand kind of where you're coming from. You have it's a presidential election cycle. The turnout is probably going to be a lot greater. So here you possibly get a better representation of your population on what they would think.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll wait and see, kind of wait and see mode on that, and see if anything happens in the next few weeks with the tax. In terms of other things, I know you've been a strong advocate here for the ambulance services in the northern county, and you've been working on to get that improved in the northern part of the county. What I guess what's the latest with that, and what can be done still?
Well, we went through the process on that, and when we got my second month, February anyway, of 17, and I took office, that the hospital gave the activity of the ambulance back to the county. We funded it, but it had it. The only thing I say about it, I don't know how well it was being run before, the county got it back. But there was never any ambulance up in Riley. There was a vehicle there manned by first responders. But we had to make some changes once we got the ambulance back to us, because we now we had employees that actually were ambulance-type people, and we had to rearrange a whole new setup in the human resource department to account for those individuals. And so we kept the same same ambulances. We quit going to Bott County because the people of Riley County were paying for the ambulances. And we finally built here in the last year or so a substation with the ambulance up there in the shops, which gives us another 10-15 minutes of reduction of time to get to the north. And it did cost some money, but in order to do it, as I'm told all the time, all I needed was a second boat, and I could not get a second boat to put an ambulance service up there in Leonardville or Riley. But a second boat would have done it, but it also would have increased taxes because the building that we built for the fire to house up there in Leonardville cost us almost $600,000. And so if we build one, it'll be similar, but maybe not as big. But we have to have living quarters in it because the ambulances are the EMTs are there 24 hours a day. And so it would have cost maybe similar or a little bit more. And then we'd have to hire a few more crews because they do work 24 hours a day. So we have to hire enough people to for those that get sick and for whatever they get sick on, for emergencies that they have in their own personal lives and other things, vacations and et cetera. So it would have increased the taxes on there, perhaps maybe 2 mils. Maybe one or two. I don't know if we haven't gone any further than that. But I, as told by me all the time, all I need is two votes, two commissioners voting. I could never get two commissioners to vote on it, me and someone else. So it didn't happen. I know that Putt County has an ambulance up there in Oldsburg. And I know of an ambulance over there in Blue Rapids from Marshall County, but they are not staffed 24 hours a day. They're run by volunteers. But we have we wanted to have highly trained people and have only the best out there. And it's tough to do when you can't have people that are there 24 hours a day, and they continually go to training year after year. So that's where we're at with it right now. And I know that Greg McKinley wants to do that, so I hope that he can, and I wish him well on that. But till I get two votes on it, the county gets two votes on it, it won't happen. That's all I can tell you on that.
All right. We'll come back, and we'll wrap things up with Marvin Rodriguez after the break here on News Radio KMAN.